A pall of gloom and fear has descended on Rohingya refugees. In the Jammu region of Indian-controlled Kashmir, the mistreated Muslim refugees are facing high communal tension and growing calls for their deportation. The Indian government has recently deported 7 Rohingya Muslims who had fled Myanmar following the outbreak of communal violence in Rakhine state. Described as one of the world's most persecuted minorities, Rohingya families are living in terrible conditions in the Jammu region, and their tale of misery and helplessness seems to continue unabated. Most of them work as daily wage laborers or rickshaw drivers to feed their families. What has now added to their fears is the government's decision to collect their biometric details. The move has caused both anger and concern and given rise to their fear of deportation.
We had to flee from our country because we did not feel safe there. Our men were killed and women raped. We were forced to leave and live far away from our homelands in tents. Only God knows our plight.
We want the Indian government not to deport us. Deporting us means sending us to our killers. We will go back, but as a dignified citizens, let the United Nations and the world community ensure our safety and security.
The United Nations has already voiced its concern over the forceful repatriation of the Rohingya Muslims. Wild rights groups, including Amnesty International, condemn the Indian government for putting the community at serious risk by deporting them to Myanmar.
Some 5,000 Rohingya Muslims living here in Jammu find themselves caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. However, many prefer facing dire living conditions rather than a forcible deportation, which they say will endanger their lives. Saidi Safi reporting for Press TV from Jammu region in Indian-controlled Kashmir.